From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Islamic State extremists have claimed responsibility for the truck attack in Berlin Monday that killed at least 12 people and wounded dozens. The claim was posted late Tuesday on the website of the group's Amak news agency. The statement came a short while after German police released a lone suspect captured Monday evening after a huge truck smashed into an open-air market where people were taking part in Christmas festivities. The chief prosecutor's office said it released the suspect, a Pakistani national, because investigators did not have enough evidence to charge him with a crime. The Russian and Turkish presidents say the assassination of Russia's ambassador to Turkey will not harm ties between the two countries. Dorian Jones reports.
A ceremony was held at Ankara's airport for assassinated Russian ambassador Andrei Karlov as his body was repatriated to Russia. The ambassador was shot dead by an off-duty Turkish policeman at an art exhibition. Turkish Prime Minister Binali Yildirim said Tuesday in Istanbul that bilateral relations will not be derailed. President Recep Tayyip Erdogan says Turkey is committed to finding those responsible and that his security forces will work closely with their Russian counterparts. Dorian Jones, Istanbul.
The foreign ministers of Russia and Turkey say the evacuation of the besieged Syrian city of Aleppo should be completed in no more than 2 days. Turkey's foreign minister said more than 37,000 people have been evacuated, and the goal is to have all remaining people in Aleppo removed by Wednesday. Also, the foreign ministers of Russia, Turkey, and Iran met in Moscow to draft a proposal that Russia says amounts to a blueprint for a ceasefire in Syria and potentially an end to the civil war. This is VOA News.